Who stole my golden arm? Kevin Perkins held a flashlight to his face and was making an effort to scare me. It was working. Suddenly, he shut off the light, grabbed at me, and screamed, "You stole my golden arm!" In a split second, my hands were over my face, my leg kicked into the air as I lurched against the wall and yelled, "Ah!" Then slowly, I gathered my composure and explained my actions, which had obviously been for the benefit of the story, the better to scare everyone else. It was a lame excuse, and Danny Foster said so. The Lofton boys, Stuart and Roger, agreed as Kevin looked at me smugly. "You were spooked. You're always spooked when we come here." He was right. I had been in the house 100 times, but it still gave me the willies. Located at the end of a logging road behind town, the dilapidated old structure had been abandoned for years. It was covered with wandering fingers of kudzu and honeysuckle, which only added to its creepy appearance. The house held a sinister attraction for kids. Despite the pitchfork murder that had supposedly taken place in the attic at one time, we simply could not stay away. This night, however, was different. I could have easily stayed away. In fact, on this particular night, I would have rather been anywhere else in the world, because this night was the 31st of October, Halloween.